So, first and foremost, Eve, thank you for pulling up to the shop. I have a very provocative, age-old conversation that we wanted to get a lady's perspective on as well. So I really do appreciate you coming here.
Of course.
So we'll get right into it, man.
I'm sorry I'm not on camera. I'm just getting ready right now. So
No. You good. You good. We don't record the video anyways.
Okay.
So, it's all good. We just release this in audio format. Did you get ready to go to work?
I'm going to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to ask the same question.
That's clearly work. I don't know what the job is. I respect it. I respect the hustle nonetheless.
I was just filming. I'm about to meet my homegirl. We're going to film a Turk scene in the jacuzzi for my OnlyFans page.
Nice. Well, you want to shout your OnlyFans out while you're here?
Yes, OnlyFans.com/ Star Angel Eyes.
Star Angel Eyes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got Twitter, Instagram for the people?
My Instagram is Ariel the Golden Child. Ariel D-A Golden Child.
Okay.
I got some real new nasty videos on there too.
Wowzers. We'll make sure to tag you in the show notes. That way if they want to go follow, support. On that OnlyFans, yeah, they could definitely fall through.
How you guys doing today? What y'all talking about?
So this is what we normally do, right? Like this is Miami Hurricane show, but the first thing we do, we get into shop talk before we get into the football talk. So I asked the age old question: is it okay for your lady to have guy friends? What say you?
Is it okay for a young woman to have male friends?
What, like your doing? Lady, like if it's so if that's my, say you're my girlfriend.
Yeah.
How should I react to you telling me, oh, that's my homeboy Tommy?
I think you should be worried because the kind of person I am. I don't know about these basic bitches, but these most men that have been in my life that are my male friends, they're now like gay, most of them, because I realized I can't be friends with men that are attracted to me like that because it's always something else. So I would definitely be worried if I was a man, for sure.
Wow. That's good.
No, she can't have no friends. If I was your girlfriend or if I was my girlfriend, I would be like, nah, you can't, unless they're gay. No, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
So it can't go down like that with you?
No.
That's crazy. I mean, from what I can see, you're attractive, but like, this is my thing. Okay, this is all right. This is, and y'all chime in whenever y'all ready, right? You could be attractive all day. It don't matter if you're not attracted to me.
I mean, if the guy is your friend too, like if he's both our friends, I think it could work, but it has to be boundaries and it has to be very specific on the intentions of what kind of friendship we have. I can't be like, I'm gonna go hang out with my homeboy Tommy and we're gonna go have some drinks. Like, that's not appropriate, you know?
Yeah, that's wild. How y'all boys feel?
Wait, so what if you had like a homie or something and y'all was like real close, but then like one night y'all got drunk, whatever, he tried you. Could you still be friends with him? Like close friends?
That happened to me before. This boy I went to kindergarten with, we had hooked up at One Oak like a couple years ago in New York, and I actually seen him at the bar and he was like, oh my god, we went to kindergarten together, because we stayed in touch over the years on Facebook and we had a drunken night and we hooked up and I actually stopped speaking to him and we went to kindergarten together. So like, I just feel like you can't be friends no more, because then it's going to be more intentions. You can't go backwards, you know, unless the person is like not attracted to you, not attracted to them. I think it could work, but no.
See, that's the thing for me, right? Like, even if I like a chick, right, my ego after a while is going to be like, well, she don't like me. You know what? She ain't all that. My ego is going to tell me that. So I'll be able to put you in a different category, and then I'll be cool after that. Like,
what you mean? But you're talking about associates then at that point.
No, I'm talking about friends.
Like
I've got female friends that I kick it with on a regular basis that, yeah, they're attractive, you know, but there was never a vibe like that. So, you know, it wasn't hard for me to compartmentalize that and just be like, well, you know, because I never, this is one thing.
What if you had a girl, what if you had a girl who wasn't cool with that though? And you like, really, you really liked her.
And she not cool with my homegirls?
Exactly,
because
I'm real jealous. I don't like that.
You're not bit jealous.
I'm gonna talk off that ledge. She gotta get comfortable because this is the thing. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but what if she tries to hit on you and you don't like her like that? Then are you gonna tell your girl? Are you gonna tell your girlfriend, hey, X, Y, and Z try to hit on me? Or you going to just keep it?
I'll just dead it. You know what I mean? I'll be like, damn, that's disrespectful. So for me, I'm going to just let her, you know, go to the left and just leave it at that. But every homegirl I had, I'm not going to lie and say I ain't slept with none of them. But most of them I haven't. Like 80% of them I haven't.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead, bro.
Not to cut you off here, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's just friends of the opposite sex. Like, at the end of the day, if your partner going to be on some nut, if they're going to cheat, if they're going to do whatever, you know, it's just like saying, oh, my partner can't go out past a certain time, whatever. If they're going to cheat on you, they could do it at 11 a.m. the same way they could at 11:30 p.m. Like, exactly. If they're going to cheat on you, they could do it with their friend the same way they would Billy Bob off the street.
I guess that's why Larry and I say he's going to do what he do regardless.
I want to rub your head. What's your name? Kenton?
Yeah. Kenton. Yeah.
I sound a little bit under the weather because I was in Detroit. I just got back, so I'm a little raspy.
You got his jet set.
Yeah. I'm trying to see my ex trying to fly me to Miami. He playing with me.
Oh.
He's a prime example of the friend thing. He was friends with me, and I had a boyfriend, and he was driving me around to the club when I was dancing. And then one day we got drunk, and he was like, "What's up, friend?" He made it rain on me.
What's up, friend?
He made it rain on me. I made it rain on him. I almost killed his ass.
Oh,
my Lord. See, but that's a different thing from friend. That's a little further than friend. You know what I mean? Like, that's not for
it's
most
not friends.
People. For
no, that's, friends, that's still friends, though.
He had to put an oxygen tank on when I was done with him.
You cold with it.
I mean, listen, for some people, that is friend. But like Eve said earlier, I mean, honestly, I'm cool with my shorty having friends. But obviously, there's going to be boundaries, of course. You know what I mean? There's going to be. At the end of the day, like Larian was talking about, I'm not going to have a situation where. Like, I got mostly women friends as well, but at the end of the day, like, they just the homies. And if you're not comfortable with that, then let's talk about what the trust issue is. But, like, I'm not about to come into the relationship and say, oh, you got to cut off all your straight male friends because I'm here now. Like, I don't want to be your only source of entertainment because then I'm going to be your only source of problems. I don't want that. Keep your friends. Do your thing. Have your friends and all that good stuff. Of course, we can have whatever conversation you want about boundary, but. Keep your friends. Go out with your friends. I drink with them. Whatever.
Hey, y'all feel like you gotta tell your girl though. Like, say you had a real cool homegirl that you slept with like long time ago.
I tell her, yeah. I tell her. Just because you don't want the awkwardness in the room, so I'm gonna go ahead and give her that info.
Just so you know.
What you think, Eve?
Well, I actually dated a guy in 2019, and he told me that he was hanging out with a girl that he went to high school with, and he ended up marrying the bitch. And they about to have a baby, so I don't know. I don't really fuck with that shit.
Well,
and it was the same woman he told me not to be worried about, and then he ended up marrying her, having a baby. And guess what? He been hitting me up the whole time they've been together for the last 2 years. So, you know.
So that's
but see, that's our boy character though. That's who he is apparently.
There you go.
I mean, that ain't the situation. It's him.
But it's her character too because she sat up there in my face. We all hung out, and then. They made it seem like they was just really good friends that grew up together. And it was, I'm just looking like, bro, y'all had like 15, 16 years to get together. Why y'all want to get together after me and him
crazy.
Together?
I upgrade
all the men I date anyway. So that's probably why, because he was a bum when I met him. So.
Let me ask you this, though, because this is a situation I've ran into as well. Now, I'm not very keen on this particular type of woman, but they out there. I don't really judge them. But do you have female friends?
Yeah, of course. All of my bitches look good. I have all type of friends, all different races. I have different type of category of women that I deal with. I wouldn't necessarily say friends, like all of them, but I have women that I place in my life for certain reasons. Like, I have my whole friends that we get money with that want to pop up. I got my friends that want to, you know, I can go, like, talk to about some real life shit, you know, go to, like, the supermarket. Yeah, go to the supermarket or have play dates with your kids. And then I have another set of friends that's just, like, go to church, you know, spend time with, like, family events. So I have different categories of women I deal with. And then I have a set of friends that are actually male and female that I just party with. Like, they just want to get high and drunk. So you got to keep, you got to know where to place people in your life. And you got to be real transparent with the person you're with so that they don't feel threatened by it. You know what I mean?
Nah, real rap, real rap. Because, see, that's one thing I found with a lot of women is that they don't get along with other women. So it's like they got homeboys. So,
but that's a red flag if a woman
I don't like to date that kind of
1,000%, 1,000%.
Yeah. I agree with you. That is a red flag, but I ran into it before.
But I will say, go ahead.
Oh, it's, I was just gonna say, it's one thing to like have friends, like me personally, most of my friends are women, but it's not like, oh, I don't get along with men, I don't like men, and that's why I got money. No, it just worked out that way that most of my friends are women, but it's not no like, no, I can't. Same thing, if a woman tell me she can't hang around women and all that, I'm like, so wait, all the women was the problem. All the you got a new group. Every birthday party is 8 new women at your birthday every year.
Nah, but I got some hoe ass friends. Like, say y'all was like my cousins and uncles, and we was.
We're family now, so we are. But go ahead.
I'm about to have a housewarming party, and of course I'm gonna have strippers there. And it's like a lot of my friends, female friends, are toxic though. They are like they real crazy and jealous over me. So. You know,
the whole thing with friends with males and women is when you meet somebody, even if y'all just friends, you gotta learn the agenda that they have. Like everybody got an agenda, no matter if they don't or they do. Some dudes want to be around women because they could get other women.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, or some females want to be around dudes, vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a lot of the women that was in my life, they want to be around me because you know who I am and you know how I get down. So that's why they like me because I be around niggas with the money.
Yeah, but see, and I like that you brought that up, X. It's all about intention, and I learned through life why women would be leery to be friends with me because. What they was dealing with is a lot of fake dudes who would be on some, friend stuff. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I know something. I know.
I don't play the let me be her friend so I could try to eventually have sex with her game. I don't do that. I never, it's a dumb game. It's a stupid game to play.
Man, I'm dirty.
Oh my God. It's so many men in my life that. So many guys that I was friends with in my life that I had to cut off, especially during quarantine, because I see the real true colors. Because a lot of men are like that. Like 90% of them.
Yeah, they
flawed. Like, sit down on nothing, though.
Say, run that back, music?
I said, I feel like men, the men who do that are ones who like can't step down on nothing.
Yeah, that's like, flawed. Like,
yeah.
That's flawed.
I agree, but then at some point, some dudes, I mean, and then some women, they put themselves off as that too, you know, like super easy. But every time they out, you know what I'm saying? If you could get them some drinks or some food,
nah, they that's a fact.
I didn't see
because you like hanging around hoes. You like hoes. That's your problem.
Everybody loves hoes. Everybody loves hoes. What's that?
Yeah, I really don't hate them. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Everybody loves hoes. Don't nobody. The crazy
there's different levels to hoes though. I like it's true. Paid hoes and there's broke hoes and there's free hoes. There's different type of hoes, you know.
I like the free ones. I kick it with the hustlers like you though. You know what I mean? Like, cause again, there's gonna be the stragglers that's hanging around. I'm like, well, that's free work over there.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I'm never mad at that.
Reason why I love hoes is cause when I go home, I want to go to sleep with a smile on my face to be peaceful.
I'm peace.
You know what I'm saying? I can do that. I love the hoes.
But sometimes they hoes is quiet too because a lot of times men have affairs and they try to have like a woman in love on the side when they can just pay a girl to shut the fuck up, do what they want to do, that's and they both do what they want and that's it. But if you go have an affair and it's emotional, then that's like So don't you think it's better to pay somebody or have a hoe that you like take care of stuff and she shut up and don't ruin your family and your marriage?
I was just having this conversation with a coworker today. I was like, bro, if I go to the massage parlor and I get the rub down and then I get the happy ending, that's not cheating. This is mechanical.
It's not.
Lady don't like me. She's not. It's not emotional.
You know how many niggas I used to fuck back in the day when I was a dancer and I used to get my money and I didn't have no, it was like a robot. Like, I didn't want these niggas, you know?
It was wait a mechanical exchange. Go ahead,
King. Listen, I'm not mad. Again, I'm pro sex work over here. Do what you got to do. All that good stuff. But we're not going to skip past it's not cheating because it's mechanical. It's definitely still cheating.
I mean, as long as you're using a condom and you're not kissing and eating no pussy and getting too close to it and you're keeping it business, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I would rather my man fuck a hoe that he'll pay real quick, put a condom on, do what he do and come home to me than be out here fucking his coworker that he been hanging out with every other day, building a relationship with.
It's not about the relationship so much as it is about whatever y'all talked about and is cool with. If you cool with, hey, go do your thing, come back home, sure. But if your partner's like, nah, I don't want nobody having access to your body but me, and you like, well, he just paying me, so that's not, or I'm just going to get the massage, so she got access to my body, but I don't care about her mostly, it's still cheating. It's still, now, if y'all got an agreement, that's different. But, you know what I mean? You can't.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I feel you. But okay, I feel you. So I think you should have that conversation. Like, you know, she took.
I'm gonna get on camera in a minute too. I'm putting my lashes on right now so y'all can see how pretty I look. But yeah, go
ahead. I like this.
Man, the Mary man in here.
Yeah, because
we got Mal the married man in here.
You need to hear the married man side.
That's fine.
So here's the thing. I'm going to take you down pretty much my journey that I think is going to tie it up. So I met my wife in Atlanta in early 2018. She had her daughter at the time was 2.5. And I kind of broke down to her. We both were open book. And then the topic of, you know, this guy's my friend, this girl's my friend. And I was like, that guy's your friend? I was like, y'all messed around in the past. She was like, yeah, but we're just cool now. And I was like, so we get serious in a relationship. Will he be happy for your relationship? Or will he be in his feelings about our friendship? And at the time, she didn't understand the conversation. And surely enough, you fast forward 3, 4, 6 months into our relationship.
He got jealous.
The men that she thought were friends weren't friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was hating on her finding happiness.
Yeah.
Because if I'm your friend, right? I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm so happy you found somebody because I'm happy that you happy because I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. Right? Not well, we can't chat anymore and do all of that. And I realized that in order for a man to be a friend with a woman, I think women can easily make men friends. I think y'all have a way better ability to do that. With men, it's hard because if I'm a man and I got free time, I'm probably going to want to pursue somebody that I'm trying to get versus just hanging out with an old friend constantly. I might kick it with you once in a while, but not every week. So what I realize is we can be friends, but it's like I'm not going to choose hanging out with you over if I could meet somebody that I could be more than a friend to me, right? That sound fair?
Yeah. I think that's cool. I've got no issue with that, but my thing is this, like, how often would I do that if it was a dude? Like, it just depends on where my life and my priorities are at, right? Like, so it could be the homies, and I'd be like, I'm supposed to hang out with the homies Friday night. I meet some lady, and she wants to go on a date Friday night. I got to weigh up then, like, am I more into trying to find new love or kicking it with my people?
Nah, you better go get that love. Fuck that. Because it's hard to find somebody you could connect with nowadays. So, you know. But you're very mature. What's your name, Mal?
Yeah.
Mal, yeah.
Well, first name, Kamal. Yeah, I just call me Mal. Yeah.
You're very mature. Is she still talking to any of her male friends?
Eventually, they all fell off. And the ones who are still her male friends were the ones that their relationship wasn't based off of a sexual path. It might have been a coworker.
and I love they that. Have family and that type of stuff. And with my friends, like the girls who are still my friends, it might have been we were cool in college. I'm in a fraternity, she was in a sorority, and we just had a good relationship. Or I knew her since high school, or I knew her when we were younger, and it was almost like pre-puberty, and this kind of like, you're almost more like a cousin than a friend, so you kind of have this different boundary with those people. But if I met you when I was 28, chances are, if I met you and got to know you, it was because I was trying to get with you. Very rarely does a man meet a woman and say, you know what, I think I just want to be your friend.
It's because I could tell you a good man. I could tell you a good man just looking at you. I could tell each one of you what kind of man you are just by looking at you.
All right, let's do a quick rundown then.
Not yet. Not because Meezy, who's Meezy? Why are you so quiet? And what you was smoking over there?
That good pine.
I thought you was on the black tonight. Hey, but to go back on the original topic, can a girl have a male friend? I don't think everybody answered.
I think it depends on the type of women. I think that question is not just one answer. It's not black and white.
Did any of you guys answer, Le'Veon?
I have no issue with it.
So you got no issue?
I've never had an issue with it because same thing. I can't stop you from cheating. There's nothing I can do to stop you from cheating. So
that's true.
If you say, this is my friend Johnny. We've known each other since 4 years ago. Cool guy. Blah blah blah. I won't even. Only thing I will ever ask about Johnny is just if y'all ever hooked up. And I'm not even saying that y'all can't be legit friends from henceforth. Because number one, hooking, I just need to know.
just gets that out. That's how I feel about it. I agree with Le'Veon and all that.
Because first off, just because you hooked up don't mean it was good. Number one, like ain't like. Maybe that's why y'all friends. Maybe it was trash.
Right, because that nigga lasted about 30, maybe 40 seconds.
Right,
so.
And so you ain't want to go back no more. But he's cool, and you like him, right? So, like, hooking up ain't the end all be all.
But I don't know, because I'm different, because I'm an impulsive person. Like, if I'm feeling a certain type of way, I'm going to do what I want to do. Like, I don't know. And I think I'm just really honest. Like, I feel like a lot of women are more sexually deviant than you would know because they lie about the whole shit they do. The difference between me and a lot of women is I'm very open about my shit. A lot of women I know, like my homegirl Melissa, she worked at Macy's, and she was more slutty than my homegirls I worked at the strip club with. And she was married.
Well, this is the thing, right?
If you're married to a woman named Melissa who works at Macy's and you listening to this, it's not your Melissa. It's plenty of Melissas that work at Macy's.
Yes, a lot of Melissas at Macy's. A lot of Melissas at Macy's.
Don't worry about it.
I like that.
That's a hell of a display right there, but that's facts.
I'm going to tell you this. Like, I'm probably the oldest head here, right? I'm 42. I came to a new place in my life where I could be very honest about wants, needs, and communication. Maul, what are you, 40? I think he's a few years younger than me.
Yeah, I'm 40. Yeah, so I'm 40 now.
I got a couple years on him. So, yeah, I'm the oldest head here. So now I've reached a place in my life where I could be 100% transparent about.
Because you're at a mature level in your life. That's why a lot of people don't say that.
And so I can look at situations and go, listen. If he told me that's the homie, then that's the homie. Because I know she's an attractive woman. So if she chooses him for, you know, any type of sexual behavior, that was her decision anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
There's nothing I can do to stop that. If I'm dating Eve and I'm like, she's fine as hell, I know I got a fine woman. So,
I'm not gonna lie. Can I ask you guys a question? Have you ever cheated? I'm pretty sure you all have, but.
No, I've never cheated.
Yeah, no, I ain't never cheated on I only had one girlfriend in my life anyway, so I ain't never cheated.
Oh, so you didn't cheat on me that one time I caught you in Tootsie's linked over?
Wow.
Hold on, man.
You cheating? That's different.
Listen. Now let me talk about Miss Eve. Now, Eve, one of the coolest. She one of the coolest chicks that I ever, dealt with. But Eve is big jealous. he seen me with a chick one time, and she was ready to go off. Like, she was ready to fight the girl and fight me. And I was like, hold on, I know her.
Nah, that was because you was at my job. That's why. You was at my
like,
job.
But I'm like, I know her. And you were like, I don't, you know, you don't give a fuck. And you beat her. I was like, hold on. This is not even that serious.
That was probably one too many Hennessy's, you know what I mean? Because he was like my only
respect.
You know the game too. Yeah, like,
yeah, and he was at my job. And then the thing is also too, like at the time I was going through shit because I was in Miami by myself. I didn't have anybody else. So
I've definitely been a regular, like at a strip club enough to where I knew like if Shorty here, I can't.
Exactly. Thank you.
My strip club girlfriend. I listen. She may go home to another. Do all that. Like I just know, bruh. If she's here tonight, I'm not. I tip with her. I sit with
exactly.
her.
Thank you. And see, you loyal. You got to teach X about loyalty.
Come on, my. Kill that loyalty.
Once
man.
You get a couple of Hennessy's in him, anybody could just get him.
Nah, so. I'm a loyal person, so I always. And I'm a respectful person. So rather, whatever your craft is, I know what it is. Even if I go to my local Hooters and uh-huh. they know me, and, you know, Danielle is normally my server, that's what I'm waiting on. They say, Danielle ain't got no tables right now. I go, it's cool. I'll just wait. Because if I go sit somewhere else, Danielle's going to flip out. And I'm like, Danny, I'm sorry. Nah. I'd rather just avoid the drama and say when Danny gets an open table, I'll go over there. But that's just how I've always done.
That's dope, though. You just a loyal person. That's amazing. So back to the question. So yeah, none of y'all ever cheated?
Oh yeah, I have. Absolutely. Yeah,
Who said they have?
Then, yeah, I have.
Okay. So when did you cheat?
Not in my current situation.
How was it like an affair or was it like a one-time thing?
Basically, so it was like I was in college and I had a long distance girlfriend, and basically I was like real into like just talking on the phone, being together, all that good stuff. I'm like a quality time physical touch type person, and like I should have knew immediately like I'm probably not gonna be in this relationship much longer. I need to go ahead and cut out. I didn't believe that. I thought that I was gonna be faithful and our relationship was gonna make it. And I folded like origami. I got to the college campus and I saw all these women walking around with you know, butt cheeks and toes out. And I folded. I can admit
Wait, you said you like toes too?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. That's just good. I mean, I ain't going to lie and say I hate them, but, you know, that was just a moment where I was like.
Nobody hates nice toes.
Nobody.
Yeah, I'm a.
I'm not a toe freak at all. I'm not a foot.
No, I'm not.
Guy.
Yeah, I don't got a foot fetish, but everybody love a pretty white set or like a hot pink or like.
Oh yeah, I gotta see my toes. My toes is cute and they white too. I love a man to put my feet in his mouth.
I will do that. I haven't done it a lot.
I could come off that shit like dead ass, like for real.
The toes is that cute? That means I'm in. Go ahead, bro.
So I have a question. So who else cheated? So who else cheated? Who else cheated?
What you said?
Have you ever cheated in a relationship?
Oh, it was like one time, but it was like a long time ago. Like some college shit.
You know, oh, college too?
Yeah, it was some college shit. But
well, you guys were so young back then.
Yeah, I had the same.
Maul, what about you?
I have actually the same long distance situation, and then I ended up pledging fraternity, and then it was over after that. With just too much access at that point, and you know, did what I had to do.
So you guys are so now I'm starting to see that. So yeah, the common denominator is y'all cheat when it's easy, like when you have access, when it's more accessible, easier.
For me, oh, convenient. People cheat out of convenience all the time.
I'll say this for me personally. The reason I never cheated was because I never wanted anybody to feel that hurt, right? Like, that I know I would feel. So for me, it was always good enough to know I could cheat. If I thought I could link up with old girl and very confident, and that was good enough. That was good enough. I ain't even do nothing else.
That's dope.
Yeah, for me, for me, GN, I just, you know, I think I'm one of the most loyalest persons ever. Like, when I did have a girlfriend, I just couldn't cheat. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt like my loyalty stood with her. You know what I'm saying? So any chick, whatever they tried to do, I was like, nah, I'm straight. I got a girl. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
And that's just me with life. Like, I'm just loyal. You know what I'm saying? I don't go behind backs and all that. I'm just 100.
Well, I'm gonna keep it all the way real with you, Negroes, because I've never been faithful. I ain't even gonna lie. Because you know why? I feel like I'm the type of person that I might not leave you, but I'll see how you move, and I'm gonna move accordingly. So I don't think I ever had a really good man in my life. So I pretty much just stuck around for whatever reason, but I was doing me too. If
you,
that makes
sense. Are you a Scorpio?
I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm
the 23rd.
I'm gonna say this: the one time that I ever cheated was because I wasn't man enough to tell my shorty at the time, I'm not getting what I need from this. So like, either we need to pick up and I need what I need, or else we gotta go on our separate way.
But so like, what were you lacking? What was it that you were looking for? What did you need?
Oh, she just wasn't affectionate enough. She was nowhere near affectionate enough, and that was just something that was very big.
That's a deal breaker.
And it was just like that, you know. Again, at that time, you're young. You don't know what a real relationship is, what it looked like. I was like 19, 20 at the time. And yeah, it was just, I did not have it in myself to say, like, listen, I need what I need around my life. Like, now I'm in a different place where, like, I mean, listen, I know I ain't the prettiest man on earth. I know I make the most money on earth. I know I ain't the funniest, the smartest, none of that. But I know I'm good enough to, like, if I'm not getting what I need, there's other fish in the sea. Like,
it is. I think that you hit the nail on the head when you said that she wasn't getting enough affection, because I feel like my cheating was the same way. Like, I cheated for, like, emotional reasons. Like, the guy was emotionally unavailable, or I wanted to go out, or I wanted more sex, or just mostly, like, wanting to go out and, like, you know, enjoy life and have somebody I could really talk to and have deep conversations with. So that's what I meant when I said I was cheating. It wasn't always a, like, sexual thing.
Well, Eve, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you're built for monogamy, or are you just like a polyamorous person?
I came to the conclusion that I'm the next person that I'm in a relationship with. We gonna have girls every couple months. I wanna have fun. I wanna live life. I don't think the regular life is for me, but I don't wanna be like a sister wife, but I wanna have girlfriends every now and again. You know what I mean? I wanna play around.
So you think you're monogamous, but you need playmates here and there?
Yeah, because I didn't realize it, but I get bored easily. Okay. I get bored easily, and I think I'm just really honest, and a lot of women be lying. A lot of women lie. That's what I noticed. A lot of women will lie. Trust me. Because like I said, they might not cheat physically, like sexually, but they'll go and like have an emotional relationship behind your back, or go have drinks with that coworker or that friend, quote unquote friend. You know what I mean? Because they not happy all the way in their situation. So I feel like the next relationship I'm in, if my man wants to play around every now and again, we could play around together. And then if I want to play around, he got to respect that too. And we could do it together. Like, I just want something. I want a situation where we can be like completely transparent and honest, because I don't want to be going behind his back, going out with niggas and doing this and doing that, you know?
Well, let me ask everybody here this, because this was a conversation I recently had at work. Could any of you all, right, have a threesome with your woman with another guy?
Not my woman.
And be honest, don't lie because you're ego.
Not my woman. Yeah, not my woman.
Okay.
Why when y'all want us to eat some pussy in front of y'all? And have fun.
Well, because so y'all want to eat pussy. Y'all want to eat pussy. Don't act like this.
No.
Not something y'all don't want to do.
But
nigga don't want to see you. Nigga, a nigga ain't trying to get close to no dick or no nuts. Y'all want to eat pussy. Just
nah. Yeah, I don't like
yes,
that.
Yes, 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 yes.
No.
Yes. Chick, you see a chick. She kissing up on your man. You jump in and start kissing her, sucking on her titties, rubbing her pussy. And then you wait for your dude to get in. A nigga gonna be like, man, you got this side, I got this side. Going about your bit, you know what I'm saying?
That's wrong side.
I think that's so sexy, though. Ooh, I would love to do that. I would love to fuck another man or suck another man's dick in front of my man just to, like, to turn him on, to be freaky. Like, I would love for him to fuck another bitch in front of me and I masturbate. Like, I like that. It's fun. It's just sex. Like, I feel like you should be more worried about somebody's emotions and being attached to them. I think that shit is nasty and freaky. And I think that a lot of you guys will say whatever, like, ex, you talking shit. But if I was your wife, if eventually I'm going to wear you down, you're going to be like, you know what, babe, fuck it, we going to do it. Because you're going to make me happy. Bernie, you don't want to make me happy.
Go on, fuck him. Give me a break.
How about you?
I think, like, I've never done it. But I don't know, man. I don't know, man. The double stuff could go down.
Like, say we in another country. Say we went to, like, freaking somewhere that we're never going to see them again, and we just having a good time. Yeah, we using protection. We on our 10th year anniversary. We out in, like, Africa or freaking Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, somewhere, and we just want to have a good time. I don't see nothing wrong with it. As long as you're being safe and you're not staying in contact and there's no emotional connection, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I respect that, but I couldn't do it though.
Yeah, I think most men couldn't in a public forum because they're thinking about what the homies gonna say.
I don't think
it's necessarily.
Nah, it ain't that. It ain't that. It's a nigga. When a nigga closes his eyes, thinking about, damn, my girl was really sucking another nigga dick.
Right, bro.
But it's not like he would just do
it to you right now.
Nah, nigga, your mental is not finna allow you to just go to sleep like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is a chick y'all kicking it. Yes, she might be your girl, but y'all ain't really serious
right.
Okay, hey, let's go. You know what I'm saying? You want to play? Let's play. I'm talking about my girl that I got to lay next to every night. Ah, man.
See,
I mean, what if y'all flip it and it's two women the next time?
Like I said, women don't eat pussy, dog.
No, they don't.
Look, as the married man in this room, turns to me all. We've had all these kind of conversations, and for me, that was just one of my non-negotiables. To me, only two. You know, I guess I gotta get around. So two men and a woman. To me, it's not. I can't declare that. To me, if it's a threesome, we're all enjoying all three. If it's to me, what you're describing, the train, to me, that's what I would call it.
We're not gonna do that. It's still a threesome.
Well, that's on my non-negotiable list, and it was approved.
And that's fine.
I ain't got to worry about that. Just my transparency.
I'm gonna tell you. If my wife really wanted it, if she was like really, really on that, I don't know. I have to think about it. I'm not going to lie. I said it's a no for me. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you for being honest.
I'm not going to touch homie.
Of course not. Of course.
No contact with him at all. It's no contact with him at all.
Right. I don't want to touch dude. It can't be the neighbor. It can't be my friend. But it could happen. I've never been faced with that situation. But I could entertain it. And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm just being honest.
No, I love that.
It don't sound crazy to me. I just can't do it, though.
When I went to the DR, my shorty at the time was like, yeah, absolutely. Have your fun. Do your thing. Da, da, da. Now, I didn't, because it was just weird. It just wasn't my vibe. It just was a little off. But, like, when I went, my shorty was like, yeah, go for it. Have fun. Do your thing. Da, da, da. And I was just like, I'm a bash. But, like, you know, I'm not – If my shorty is like that and we like on that level to where, like, you know, we can trust each other and all that, then cool. But, like, I'm going to just let you know it ain't going to be a one-way street now. It ain't going to be like you get to have whatever you want. You'll pick the litter for all your things and your kings. And then you looking at me like, oh, no. Missionary with the lights on.
I got to be equal. That's why most couples go to like swinger retreats and stuff like that, because it's like they swap couples, you know? I mean partners. So it's equal.
This is the most interesting pre-show we've ever had. I'm so glad you pulled up on it. Shout out to that kid. know what I mean? Yeah, Free. We appreciate you pulling out, Eve. You have been amazing. I absolutely love the vibe and everything. Your boy, football talk now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Later.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Gotta be better than this. That's all. Yeah. Like, we still probably gonna be a pretty solid team for the rest of the year. I mean, this is a tough opponent, like, and we just don't play well from behind at all. Like, that's just not our shit. Yeah,
Garoppolo's not set up for that.
Hell no. That's why we need a fucking Trey Lance, man. I was ready to see the kid, man.
Right.
This just ain't enough. This just ain't enough, man. But that will.
Yeah, we can get into it. I'm ready.
Yeah, he sent. Let me see. Small disc and a little docket. So we'll just roll off of that.
Damn, they must have scored again. Y'all getting y'all ass beat now.
Oh yeah, they thumped us now. Three touchdowns, no. Yeah, three tutties. They just like I said, they just get big chunk. Come on, Garoppolo, how you gonna take a sack right there, dog? You gotta get the rock out. Yeah, well, anyways, yeah, he gave us a little give us a little one, man. A little docket. Ain't, like I said, a ton to get into.
Right. Yeah, we good.
So we'll just kind of review the Duke game. And then he ain't put it on here, but we'll look forward to the Virginia game a little bit. Hold on real quick. Because I don't even know what Virginia record is right now.
I'm looking it up right now as you speak.
Yeah, I'm about to say, let's at least have a couple of couple of speaking points, because I mean, to be honest with you, I can't pick us to win. I mean, I'm going to, but
Virginia played on Thursday. They played, so Virginia's fucking 3-4.
Yeah, about to say, I think we twinning. Oh yeah, they beat Georgia Tech in an ugly 16 game.
16-9. I got that. I got
my man doing the quarterback.
Armstrong.
Yeah, how's this year looking?
He was 20 for 35. One touchdown, two picks.
Let me get some on. Let me look at these.
Six touchdowns, nine picks. I got his stats up.
So he trash.
I didn't think he was going to be like that this year, but.
He wasn't that great last year, but I thought he might pick it back
his
up.
His numbers wasn't this fucking bad, though.
Yeah, they weren't this bad. Nah.
All right, so I got his. I screenshotted his shit. I got our stats up.
All right, yeah, we ain't got to dig deep because, to be honest with you, like I said, I'm about to cap about this any fucking way. Yeah. I don't goddamn know how we going to win. I don't know how we keep losing. So, like, to tell you how we're going to win is pretty fucking hard to do. But, all right, let's go ahead and just get right into it, dog. Let's go to the right. Pause right here, and then we'll get rolling and see. 3-minute mark. What up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees. Sorry we've been on freeze, man. Been had some logistics issues. I'm now working nights. So it's just throwing off our timing a little bit. We didn't run away because of the losses, man. It just got a little bit hectic with scheduling and conflicts of schedule. Everybody got a life to live, so we had some clashes on trying to line things up. But we do think we have a new schedule lined up for the remainder of the season. So we do apologize. I know, you know, we got hit up. Yo, where y'all at? Where the show been at? You know, we're sorry about that. I know we've been super consistent. Outside of a few technical issues, but tonight we are getting we're gonna get into it, man. Me and my main man Meezy. What's up, Meezy?
What's good, man? Turnpike here, man. Like Larry on set, man. A little setback, but we've been dropping every week. But man, hey, we here. You know what I'm saying?
It's the bounce back, man.
Yeah, man. We're gonna keep
hey snow back. Man. Snow back, so we you
snow
know
back. Snow, hey, yeah, man, we're gonna get back into it, man.
Man, we here, man. You know, keep giving y'all the business, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
All right, so let's kind of dive into it, man. This one, you know, probably be pretty swift since it's just us two. But all right, we just got our ass sanded to us by Duke. Which I mean can't be but so surprising considering, you know, we lost to Middle Tennessee State. So I mean, I ain't putting it past nobody to kick our ass, be honest with you. Is it disappointing? Absolutely. Did I think we could lose that game? Sure, I did. By 4, not by 24.
Right.
Yeah, I saw a possible 4-point loss coming. But long story short, man, can't win with 8 turnovers. I don't even know how you generate 8 turnovers.
I feel like when I saw the 8 turnovers, it was almost like, you have to do that on purpose, like
damn near,
like 8 turnovers, man. Like I saw a stat Saturday night. They said Duke basketball last year didn't have 8 turnovers against Miami basketball, and we had 8. It's funny, but like at the same time, like
it's, but it ain't
when you really think about it. You know,
no,
what I mean?
It is. No, it absolutely is.
Like we had 8 turnovers. 8.
And we had what, 4 in 1 quarter, correct?
4 in 1 quarter, man.
We didn't even divvy them up 2 apiece. I mean, we just piled on. It's just, let's get into the whys a little bit, man, because this has been the ongoing conflict over the last, you know, throughout the fan base. Players, coaching, which is it? Your opinion on that?
I don't think
it
might be a combo of both, but when you have 8 turnovers, man, that's on the players. I feel like the coach can't tell you, like, Knighton, hold the ball. Like, Knighton's been fumbling since the last half,
right?
You know what I mean? So, and I saw some of the picks, like, some of the picks are egregious, but it's a combo of both, but at the same time, like, you have to want it. Like, 8 turnovers, that's not coaching. You're just not focused.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. Like, you're not focused. Now, you have to try to have – I don't even know if you can have 8 turnovers if you try to. Like, that just – the same players from 2 regimes ago doing the same stuff. I understand when some people blame the coaching, but I mean,
you know, you hearing, and I'm kind of sick of this narrative, and whether it's true or not, I'm not super, like, it sounds crybabyish to me, right? So one of the narratives I've been hearing, and we've been hearing it all year, is, oh, the players don't like the offense. I don't really give a shit. Like,
do what you're supposed to do.
Just do what you're supposed to do. Right. Like, what are we talking about? And this is the thing.
I'm not my fucking boss, but I got to do what I got to do.
Do my job.
Right.
Do my job. Because at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with Gaddis' scheme. I'm sorry. I hate to break it down to all y'all. There's nothing wrong
with
the
scheme. So you don't think, all right, so, okay. That's interesting.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the scheme. He schemes people wide the fuck open. Now, what you do to execute is on you. Could it be a better scheme? Sure. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that he has the best scheme. But I don't think it's a problematic scheme. I think there's opportunities there. I don't think all the plays have been as long developing as everybody keeps trying to, you know, harp on. I think he's actually made the adjustment to take a little bit of that out of his game, out of his playbook. Just do what you're supposed to do, man. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what is – okay, if you got a problem with it, give me the problem. What is the problem? Doesn't give you an opportunity?
I think some people are saying, so Gaddis' system, he's running the system that Mario wants, and you have to have the horses up front, be able to run the ball. We can't run the ball. I think that might be what some people are saying. But some people are saying he can't scheme people open. And you're saying people are open. I see people open too. It's the first year with this new system too. But when everything goes bad, everybody looks at the whole, like, nothing's going
on. Yeah, it's all bad. It's all bad, or it's all good, right? Like, it's never anything in between. And like you just said, okay, you don't have the horses. Well, goddamn, I mean, we couldn't run last year either, right?
We haven't been able to run the ball in
five. Maybe Rick did okay. Maybe
we did okay, right?
I'd have to go back and look a little bit. Probably did okay with Rick, right? So the thing is to me, it's the players. You got the block. I don't know how else to put that. How else? We can't run the ball because we can't block up front. We cannot run block. So that has to be the horses. That has to be the horses in the stable, bro. It can't be the coach.
No, I agree.
But you got to be able to create a wedge, create some lanes, and get some runs going. That's why we can't run. That's why we're averaging 1.5 yards.
Hat on the hat, man. We're not talking about chip blocking, nothing like that. Hat on the hat, we can't do it.
Exactly.
We might be able to do it for a quarter, but for a whole game, that's another thing about quarter to quarter, but the hat on the hat, we can't do it, man.
And that's to me.
There's not much we can do right now.
Right, and I think that boils down to the players. Like, you can say, okay, let's go back to Rhett Lashley. Guess what was going to be happening if we had Rhett Lashley? Probably pretty much the same shit, y'all.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you why. You cannot be totally one-dimensional like that. Why you think Tyler Van Dyke got hurt in that game? Because we're one-dimensional. We dropped the band back entirely too much. He takes too many sacks. Every game, Tyler's getting sacked. Name a game where Tyler ain't been sacked.
He's getting hit.
Right. And that's just too much. So, yeah, bring Rhett Lashley back. And sure, we'll get the ball out a little quicker because, yeah, it's a kind of more of a fun and gun type thing. So he'll take a few less hits. But he's still going to get racked up because we're not balanced. And that's where the fault to me lies. We got Rooster constantly dropping the football. Outside of that, the rest of the running back room is banged up. Don Chaney's out. Citizen is out. So there's your 1, 2, 3 running backs. Dan Franklin don't even see the field hardly no more.
And I don't even think what's his name? From Ole Miss, our starter.
Oh, Parrish, yeah, Parrish.
It's no way he's 100% healthy.
Right, and I mean, he's been the best. He's been very balanced. I really think he got a great game, but we've been depleted up front, and it shows. And it shows every time we go out there and play. They just don't get pushed. The gap integrity to me looks awful. And therefore, you know, we're not able to run the football and we're constantly getting sacked. That is the blaring issue on this team.
So you don't think Gattis is a problem at all?
No, not really. Could you get better? Sure. I'm not saying Gattis is the A1 offensive coordinator in this league, but you want to tell me he's the worst? You want to tell me he's in the bottom half? I mean, if you want to make that argument, sure. But I have a hard time going with that, looking at that offensive line. Nobody's going to look good with that O-line. I'm sorry.
It starts up front.
The tackles are doing well. But between the guards, we're awful. We are awful. It's not even close. So it's like, For me to get to really blaming Gattis, I'd have to see an offensive line play a hell of a lot better. For instance, I thought Enos was terrible. I could not stand him. He could not get anything going. And our O-line at that time was sure, you know, we were playing Zion, but Zion got better as the year went on. And we weren't as soft up the middle on the offensive line. So that's why I criticized him more. You know, we can kind of go back and forth on the Gattis point, but I just don't think that's why we getting embarrassed like this. And then like you said, you got to try to get the ball away eight times. That's Gattis.
That's
I mean,
eight times, man. I don't think I've ever seen. I don't know what the record is for most.
I ain't never seen no damn eight turnovers.
I've never seen anything like that, man. Like,
so nobody wants, you know, to have player accountability. There was a tweet that went up. I think it was a tweet or a Facebook post, and you know, maybe it. I'm not saying that it's cool. Where Keyshawn Smith's mother had made a comment about, you know, the players not liking the offense and him coming in and screaming on them, basically.
Right, it came out Sunday morning, right?
Right, saying basically, you know, y'all the worst team I ever played with. Well, probably is.
I mean, it's a,
I mean, look at Michigan.
It's a business, man. Like, when Mario took over, like, I understand these players are coming to get an education and stuff, but certain programs, like, it's a business. Like, you can go get your education elsewhere. You come here, yes, to get your education, but you come here to play football.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when stuff like that comes out, man, I mean, it's already all bad. But when stuff comes out like that, you just have to – you can't air out the locker room, man.
Parents, and that's culture, right? Right. Parents culture. Can't do it either.
And that it's has nothing to do with Mario. We've had a culture like that for a while.
For a very long time. And it's sickening. It's sickening, and I'm tired of it, man. I'm absolutely tired of it. Another point, shout out, you know, Roll Up, my main show, that was brought up. And we're not gonna delve into the particulars of that Duke game. It's really not much to get into. It was just ugly. All you need to know is eight turnovers. That's all you need to know. You know that.
Right.
You know what happened. In a way in hell, I'm gonna tell you anything else about that game. Eight turnovers. All right, done. You know you lost. You know you got embarrassed. You know that was terrible football. I don't give a shit about no coach. These aren't his players. I don't care what y'all say. They ain't his players. His players are playing in Oregon. They got one loss right now.
The players who are his, like Kobe Young, Mezzadore.
Yeah, they're stepping up.
Right, they're stepping up. Right.
They're stepping up. So I don't really, you know, that is not an excuse. It's an explanation. And if you had a 20-year play, he can't just come in here and inoculate it. And that's on us, right? As a fan base, we expected more. The media hype did a lot, and we fell for it. Why did we fall for it? Because we fall for the shit every year.
Every year. Every,
year we go for the same shit. But I do want to say it was brought up, and I think there's some validity to it. Our fan support has just got to get better, too.
I think we just don't go to the games. We come to start winning games.
Right, and that's the culture of Miami. I agree.
Yeah, we talked about that with Miami. Like, I mean, even the Heat could be the number one in the in their conference. But I mean, it's not going to be chunked out every night. It's just way too much to do. But we talked about that already. I'm not going to beat a dead horse.
Right. I do think it could be some improvement there, though, for like, you know, at least for the ACC games, man. The ticket's cheap. If you're in the city, man, pull up.
Right.
You know, especially an early game like that. Shit, you got the rest of the day. You can go watch us get mopped up and then go somewhere else, take your shower.
Right.
And go on about the rest of your damn day, you know? I actually was planning on going, but I had to go do some rental shopping. I was looking at some houses to rent out. So that's the reason I didn't pull up. But I definitely plan on, you know, well, I'm going to be there for the FSU game, obviously. But, I do think it can be tricky in this day and age with these young guys. But I think that's the key to what Mario's doing, because one key is we haven't seen a decommit yet. Now, I did hear Maui Goa got up a little early in the game.
Yeah, I saw a picture. go ahead.
Boy, split ass up out of them. Yeah,
right.
I told them boys earlier. I said that man was going to get a helmet.
Yeah, I saw the recruit session like in the third quarter. It is. They look like we look. I mean,
like, God damn, these boys trash. Which, I mean, again, that's got to be a selling point. If Mario's an ace recruiter, like they said he is, he's going to hold on to this class, the chunk of it, the bulk of it, the
gems of the class, right?
The gems of the class. Antoine Jackson, you know, he's still tweeting about coming in. He got options.
Right.
He's reclassifying in
2023,
yeah. And he intends to come to Miami. He's a Canes lock. That's beautiful. And he was going to Georgia. So remember, this kid chose Miami over Georgia because of Mario. So I'm going to say this to Canes fans who may be a little rattled right now. Mario's our guy. He's our guy. I really, truly believe in that.
I believe in it too, man.
Y'all got to understand, man, we have a cancer and we just now starting the treatment. Because what did Mario say when he got here? We're back to work.
Now we back.
No more change. He ain't back. He said we're back to work.
Let me tell you a tweet he actually said too, not a tweet, but in a post-game conference,
mm-hmm.
He said, in order to rebuild it, you need tough-minded people. If heart is the issue, they can go play somewhere else. And I truly believe that. Like, Mario sees, right. Mario sees what's going on. He sees, like we said, it's not his players. His transfer players are better than, like, Kobe Young. He's our best receiver. And he's coming from a JUCO. He's played 1 year, probably 1 or 2 years out of JUCO. Like,
yeah, he only did one.
Right. This is a
Mezador
thing he's fixing.
Mezador, best player on our team. Agude right. is a key rotational
Henry Parrish
player.
Is our best Henry Parrish. Running back.
The only bad example, which shout out CJ, he tried to bring up was Caleb Johnson. I'm like, yeah, but he don't even get that much tick. So it don't matter. Like, yeah, he came in and he hasn't been what we would hope that he could be. But I'm glad because the other linebacker players stepped up.
Right.
That's it. Like, and I want to shout out the defense, too, while we're talking. The defense is playing great. However, 8 turnovers.
How many points Duke had? Duke had – 45 points, 31, I believe, 31 points came off of turnovers.
Came off turnovers, right.
The defense.
Right, and you have
Duke had some long drives. They had some long drives.
Yeah, they did.
Who doesn't in game?
Thank you. That's the nature of the game. It's got to be balanced. That's why I love the game of football, is because there ain't no, you know, that's why I've always had beef with old Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Everybody always calling quarterbacks, man. It ain't no more balanced a game out there. Baseball, you can have a guy or two that can help take this whole thing over by getting up there and crushing the rock. Basketball, you definitely can have a guy, you know, that you know, look at a guy like John Morant. Take Ja off of that team. How good is Memphis? Right? And there's other players that don't get me wrong, but football is the ultimate team sport. And if you're not balanced in the game of football, you're going to get exposed. And right now, we are very unbalanced. I want to shout out the D-line has been playing really well all year.
You're right.
The linebackers have stepped up big time. I think Keyshawn Smith has been playing better and better. Corey Flagg has been playing better and better.
Not Keyshawn Smith. You're talking about
Keandre Smith. Wesley Bissainth is starting to look comfortable out there. So I think we're going to be okay at the linebacker room, you know, with some additions as well. I'm a little shocked. And again, this could go to, you know, maybe he ain't that. Chase Smith, I haven't seen his emergence.
Well, he's out for the season now.
Oh, did he go down for the total season? So, okay, I didn't even know that.
He got hurt in practice last week. So
damn,
he might
banged again.
Out. Yeah, he might be out for the season. We facing a lot of injury problems, man.
Oh, man. And that's the other thing. Coach Feld, looking at you, my man. Got an eye on you.
Well,
cool mustache.
A lot of people are saying it's because Mario is running tough practices, which I understand. So that's
why getting hurt
most
in practice.
Players are getting banged up in practice.
Would you say most? Let's say most.
Because last week we had a lot of injuries against Virginia Tech, and they didn't necessarily get hurt the week before. Mario's gonna run tough practices. We knew that coming in. I just think a lot of these boys ain't used to getting work how they getting work right now. Like, I don't want to,
but
I don't wanna, go ahead.
No, no, I was gonna say, but that comes with strength and conditioning, though. Because a practice can be tough, right? A practice can, and when we say tough, that just means more contact, essentially, right? Like, right. More physical than, you know, the previous regimes have been, right? So maybe you're right. Maybe we are getting a little banged up more in practice. I'd have to kind of do a little research on that. So I don't want to speak ill and be incorrect in that. However, to me, that still comes down to conditioning and recovery, flexibility. Things like that. These are because you're going to get hit the game. So practice game doesn't really matter. The key is how is your body been trained up to absorb contact and recover. Those are the two things. So I got to kind of look. I mean, don't get me wrong. Injuries are part of the game. But we added more strength and conditioning than we've ever had. So we got somebody watching every player and every workout routine. And I've heard this has been a bit of a trend with my man. So, you know, I'd have to go back and look. But I got to say, man, these injuries are piling up. And we got to figure out something to get these guys.
It's piling up.
Bad. More durable. It's more bad. Durable.
Yeah, it's bad.
Period. I mean, that's one reason we so hurt up front. O-line is just banged the hell up. We gotta get more durable, man. All in all, this team is trash as a whole because of execution. When it really boils down to it, and like I said, it's just the middle of that old line that has made us so one dimensional that is allowing teams to pin their ears back and kind of do what they want to do against us. But you know, like I said, back to the defense real quick. Safety plays improved as well. Cornerback in general, we like to jump on DJ Ivy when he messes up, but you know that it's the game. You know how hard it is to play corner and to in modern day football.
I think that's a hard teams down as quarterback because you can't touch anyone.
Right,
you know what I mean. You can't. I think that's a hard position besides quarterback.
Yeah, you out there playing. You know, you're trying to shadow somebody and get the better of them, you have no idea where they're going. You know, right. You get little clues and hints. But I think all in all, that goes back to my point, that lack of talent on the O-line is spilling out into every facet of the game. As far as coughing the rock up, that's just discipline. That's ball discipline. That comes to you learning how to put the ball away. And, you know, and when it comes to the quarterback, you know, like Jake's a young guy. He's a bit of a gunslinger, risk taker. And part of the problem with him, too, is he's getting put in gunslinger situations.
Right.
He came out and looked good, right?
He's coming in to save games.
Yeah, he's got to come in and save the damn day. And we can't have that. But also, it's not his fault because he got to save the damn day. So a key coming up in this next game is we can't fall behind. We got to give Jake a chance to just go out there and play quarterback, not play hero.
All right, so speaking of that quarterback situation,
mm-hmm.
If you're Mario, and I want to put you in the place of Mario right now. If what would you do if Van Dyke can come back? Because I think the season is basically, I don't want to say it's a wash, but
I mean, it kind of is.
We got six
games left to win six games.
And we're 3-4.
Right. Five games.
Right.
To win three games.
Would you
pull off a 500 season? Go ahead.
Would you just play Van? Would you just play Garcia the rest of the season?
No. No, if Van Dyke's healthy, he deserves to quarterback his team. He hadn't done anything wrong. He's he's adjusted to the offense. You know, he had two back-to-back games throwing 50 passes. and right. completed most of them, you know what I mean? Didn't play bad. Right. So if he's available to come back, and I mean, obviously we're speaking on Tyler got rolled up. Looks like I believe it was his throwing shoulder. And, you know, yeah, he got pulled out of that game. And that's how Jake ended up in the game. But, yeah, if he's in any way ready to come back, even if it's for the last two games of the season, you give him back his football and you let him take his team out there and close out the season. And then he can make whatever decisions he needs to make. If he feels like a transfer to a different offense would be better for him, or if he feels like, you know, maybe going to the league is what's best, that's fine. But you give him that opportunity. Jay Garcia certainly hasn't shown me he should be the quarterback
right.
over Tyler. And again, that's not totally on him.
In one half.
Yeah, it's not totally on him, but he damn sure ain't shown me, oh, this is clearly the guy. If anything, yeah, it showed me that TBD is clearly the guy. So, nah, that's his job. You can't take his job from him. So, I mean, you know, people go, it's Duke. But, man, listen, it's football. Be better. Be better, play better. And I don't want to hear how it's Duke. When Duke done beat us before?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? We ain't undefeated against Duke. Who are we? And this is the problem. This is the problem.
Been a dog, like, last 6 years, Duke has damn near been a dogfight every game.
This is a...
We lost against Duke with Mark Rick.
Yeah, like, bro, let's listen.
At home.
Again, that is a problem. The culture. Who the hell is Miami to say, oh, it's Duke? Who are you? What have you done? What have you done lately? How dare you stand on that pedestal of, oh, it's Duke? All right. Don't lose then, right? And then what you do? You go out there and get mopped up. Oh, it's just Duke. Okay. Look like Duke got your number. Look like Duke kicked your ass. I don't know who told you that.
With previous staff members on that Duke team, too, by the way.
Yeah, Jeff Simpson.
Feely, the strength and conditioning coach, right.
Yeah, David Feely, Ishmael Artiside.
Right.
He's a cornerback coach.
All right.
Yeah, so they had several of our guys come on over. And look good. All right, before we get into, we're gonna shift on over to the next game. But before we go there, what do you think maybe a couple of short-term solutions to fix? See, I can't come up with any because my biggest issue is in the O-line, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've rolled in several guys.
The O-line's not gonna get any better, but go ahead.
Right. So I don't know. What would be the short-term solutions to try to get us better? Like, do you have any other?
I don't think there's a short-term solution. With this team, the way we're playing, there's no short-term solution. I think what Mario just has to do is, if there's any upperclassmen, like, I don't want to say that he might, but you just have to, and I don't know if he's doing this already, you just have to look to the future, man, just... If the losses are coming, so he just has to play the young boys. The people he likes, he thinks he can build with, you just have to play them. That's why I asked you about the Garcia Van Dyke. If he doesn't see Van Dyke in the future, just put Jacoby in. I mean, the losses are going to come. We're going to lose some more games.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're going to lose some more games. Just play the people you feel that you can build with, because the season is pretty much dead. We're going to lose again. I mean, we lost to Middle Tennessee State. We lost by Duke is better than they usually are, but we lost by 21 to Duke at home. Just play who you feel you can build with, man. That's the solution to me. There's no solution, but...
Right, and I think we're already doing that. I think you've seen the same snaps go up. Yeah. That's why I'm saying I really don't know what you do. You can't transfer a portal to O-line right now.
Right.
You can do that next season and try to shore the middle up some more. You know, if we're able to hold on to what we got, then we're bringing in some more talent. And he knew it was a problem because that's where he hit the hardest.
Right.
See, that's what a lot of people are ignoring. Again, Mario said back to work. that old line has been his bread and butter on this
recruiting class. Bro,
he's like, man, listen, this old line is not it.
We couldn't get a push against Middle Tennessee State, man. We can't
none. You know, and we get punched in the mouth and we cry and run home.
Third and one, fourth and one, we're passing. That should tell you something.
Everything.
Yeah.
We know that middle soft is baby shit. So getting, you know, feeling confident about that is just unlikely. So I don't know any other short-term solutions. I think he is playing the younger guys. You know, Ja'Kari's got his shots out there. He's a package guy right now. Wide receiver corps are playing good in general, and that's pretty much top to bottom, I think. I mean, I don't got a gripe with really anybody out there no more at wide receiver.
And we're so down bad with injuries, so we can't even do what we like to play who we like. We're so down bad with injuries. You have to, like, we're desperate for bodies right now. You know what I mean? So,
but that's like the one room I felt like it didn't matter when we lost a guy. We had another guy step up and play good
football. You talking about the wide receiver room?
And the wide receiver room, yeah. That's the one room where I felt like, you know, we were all scared. Oh, no, the wide receiver's going to be terrible. Well, they wouldn't prove us wrong. They've been a damn solid group. I do not have no major complaints.
Yeah, I don't have any issues. That's a good point. I don't really have any major issues with the wide receiver room.
Yeah, I mean, Lassen stepped up.
That's a good point.
Rashard Smith has stepped up. I mean, it's just not a lot to complain about in that group. Skinner's got to, you know, he's young. He's got to fix his hands a little bit. Who?
Lassen's stepped up more than I thought. Yeah. I haven't seen too many drop passes for him.
No, he's been playing pretty solid. Right. Mallory is finally starting to kind of look like that third to fifth round guy that we've been saying he was.
Right.
He's starting to actually look like that kind of guy. Skinner's got a little case. He got to get his hands together a little bit.
True freshman.
Yeah, but I think he's going to be an animal.
I see the potential.
Right.
Jacoby
Jordan. I'm saying it's so hard. Right. It's so hard for me to look anywhere else. Every time I look around the field, I'm like, it's goddamn old line, man. It's the cancer that's killing us. So ain't no short term solutions, man. We just got to roll out with what we got. And just pray that those boys can keep our quarterbacks alive for the rest of the year. And we pretty much, like you said, looking to the future. We might as well get into next year. I bet I'm working the portal already. If I'm Mario, I'm calling anybody that might be a little, you know, looking for an opportunity elsewhere.
Not going to be on the team. What underclassman is not going to be on the team next year? I'm pretty sure he's doing that as of now.
Yeah, they're going to be, obviously there's going to be more attrition. And it's going to be necessary
this year with Miami, man.
Bye. See ya. I don't know who's going to lead. That's really going to hurt my feelings. I can tell you that much. So next we got, Virginia coming up this week. Virginia's not very good, but neither was Virginia Tech, and we tried to give them that game.
Yes, at down Virginia. The stretch. It's at Virginia.
And it's on the road again, so we got to hit the road again. This will be another game where we'll probably be favored some kind of way. I ain't even look at the odds. Let me see the odds real quick.
Talking about odds, this whole
we ain't beat the spread this year.
That whole Miami minus -9 against Duke, that didn't sit right with me at all.
Oh, I took Duke off rip.
That didn't. I didn't understand that, man. I did not understand that.
Are you shitting me? Why on earth would we be favored
against Virginia? Oh,
by 10.
When I saw it was 9, that was.
We field goal favorite right now. Oh man, we're kicking off at 12:30. Another good morning game.
Same network.
RSN.
Same
what is
network.
That? What the hell is RSN? Is that the rally? I mean,
that's like that Bally Sports.
Bally Sports. Network. Jesus Christ.
I know, man.
man, somebody said,
what the fuck is a Miami? What is a Miami, bro?
Florida State, they're gonna have us at 10 o'clock in the morning again. at ESPN 8.
Man, I ain't lying, bro. Like, what in the hell is a Miami right now?
And I'm gonna be honest with you. It's a possibility. I think we might give that Virginia game up, man.
You think the team?
I
you think it's quitters on there?
Yes.
Hmm.
I honestly think this team, the season is done, man. I think there's quitters on this team. Yes. I truly believe that. I'm not putting this on, I'm not putting it on Mario. Mario is not God. Like, he, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He can't, I think it's quitters on the team. I think it's players that the fans really like who might be quitters.
Hmm.
I don't want to say names.
We got name on names. We got name on names. But
I think it's a lot of quitters on his team, man. Well, it's a lot of quitters on his team. Because even the Duke game, like when we started losing like the fourth quarter, they started blowing us out. That's quitters.
Well, is that
in the fourth quarter? Like it was bad in the fourth quarter, man.
Well, it be that, and people be tired, dog. You know, that defense was tired. That defense was dog tired, man. They've been on the field the whole damn game.
The whole game, man.
And Duke, then that can
Duke had create, like 15, 16 play drives.
Right. And that's fatigue. And it can be a mental thing where you just get frustrated with the other side of the ball. I mean, that's the truth.
I mean, you have 8 turnovers. I mean.
Yeah, like, man, come the fuck on. Like,
yeah.
If I'm on defense, like, I'm sorry, at a point, and I'm not a quitter, I'm going to piss the fuck off. And I'm just be like, bro, what are y'all doing?
Man, I remember in high school one time, we was playing this team. Our offense wasn't getting anything done. We was on a defense so long, like in a huddle, we started talking about like weekend plans, like because we're so exhausted and like
yeah,
like on the defense, you know the game is over. Like even if we stop on the offense isn't gonna do anything, like it's done.
Right. And that's what it's like. It's tricky on if I got quitters. Or if I got guys that are just realists at this point, like, man, we ain't about to do
this
shit.
That's a good point.
I'm tired as hell.
There's a difference, right?
Yeah, like, I'm tired as hell. I don't got nothing left in the tank. Coach, I mean, come on, how much power can I drink? My legs is whooped. We shouldn't be playing this much. You know, nobody's prepared for 8 turnovers. Nobody prepares for that. There's no game plan for when you got to stay your ass on the field the whole damn time. So, you know, we go to Virginia. We got Virginia coming up. I'm with you. I don't know how we win this game. I'm going to pick us to win because that's my job.
Right.
But I cannot tell you how we're going to win. Brandon Armstrong is having a god-awful year. I still think the defense can put him in compromised positions, but it's going to be on our offense to not turn the ball over because the defense caused some turnovers in the Duke game.
Right.
And we score, we capitalize, and then we just start turning the ball over and turn it over and turn it over. So at that point, things fell apart. So
Armstrong has thrown 6 touchdowns this year, 9 interceptions.
Right. He's got some legs, so he will – he will escape on the pocket sometimes, so it's going to be important that our linebackers contain them best of their abilities and try to keep them inside that pocket and throw against us because his game seemed to regress in general. They don't have much of a running game to speak of. You know, but Virginia's always a tricky, tough game for us.
Always.
Always. They usually play tough defense and just – I don't know. They're like a gnat. Even if we're able to pull out the W against them, it's always just like this little buzzing gnat. So us on the road, -3 is generous. I'll take Miami 24.
I'd say 24-20, maybe something like that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's 24. Being generous. That's being generous.
Yeah, and it's not even 3.5. So 24-21. A draw. Right, it's gonna be a draw. Give me Miami 24-21. Until this team is able to fix the woes up front on the offensive line, we are going to be a miserable fan group, fan base. And it's gonna be a tough out. Every outing will be tough.
Real quick, Larry, how much of this do you put on coaching? Off the top of your head, how much do you put this on?
A percentage? Give me.
All right, so like the Kevin Steele, do you think Kevin Steele, I know he's up in age, do you think he's just washed or like just coaching?
I hear that narrative, but I just, okay, this is my thing. When people say that, I'm pressed for examples. Like, what do you think? And I'm not saying this is your particular stance, but if you got an issue with Steele, what do you think he needs to improve upon? Like, what is he doing poorly that you would like to see someone else come in and fix?
That's why
I don't put a lot of this on coaching. And I don't, and again, I don't feel like the defense is played bad. I don't have a problem with the defense.
Even Saturday, I'm looking at the quarterback running on the edge. I'm like, it just seems we don't even have the speed to even keep up with that quarterback. Like,
yeah. I mean,
you know what?
Could he possibly spy a little bit more on some of these mobile quarterbacks? I do have an issue with, like, Virginia Tech quarterback was able to get some runs, especially down in that fourth quarter, consistently. He's not even known as a runner. That's probably my biggest criticism. You know, he's adjusted. You know, after Middle Tennessee State, we don't play as much man press coverage because he's getting cooked. So he's adjusted. That's why I say I put, 25% on coaching? It's the players, man.
I think it's the players.
We want, okay, every fan want man press coverage, don't we? Guess what? We went out there and got barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm talking about basted, man. Them boys went out there and they turned us on the spit and lathered us up with a little more sauce and just kept letting it burn, man. Now, who is that? I can't. If I put you in a position, because y'all want to play man, right? Everybody want to play man. And you get cooked. I mean, what? I didn't tell you to go get cooked, son.
Yeah.
It's players, man. It's players. It's players. You got to get more talent. We have to become more talented. And part of that is recognizing talent. And they ain't all going to be 4 and 5 stars for right now. That's not how we're going to be able to do it. I'm going to let you speak 1 second. I use, for example, Oklahoma State. Give me an Oklahoma State class that has out-recruited us. You won't find one. They beat us, though, last time we played them. And they top 25, are they not, every year?
Always.
Always, in there,
15,
right?
Top 15.
Right? Well, how did they do it? They have players and a culture of cowboy football.
Finding the players that fit their system, too.
That fit their system. That gives them the best chance. They know they ain't going to go out there and get a bunch of 5-star guys. But they usually go out there and find a hell of a wide receiver. They usually have some pretty good running backs they go get.
After the Duke game, a lot of people were saying, we have all this talent. Duke has maybe, I think they said, 3-4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
They beat us by 21.
Mm-hmm. So do we have all that talent?
And that's what I started thinking. That talent thing is big, but at the same time, man, you can have all the talent in the world, but if they don't fit your system and they don't have that right mindset,
then they ain't doing the right thing.
Ways. Like,
yeah, they're not doing the right thing. I can coach you. Perfect example. And I'm not, I like the kids, but, you know, Avante Williams. People was like, man, why Tay ain't playing more? Then I see Tay playing, I see why Tay ain't playing more. Because he's not playing disciplined football. He gets out there sometimes and gets to playing hero ball. Peeping into the backfield a little too much.
Tay doesn't even out of know position. Let's be honest. Tay doesn't even know the playbook.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It doesn't somebody matter that him up he's much athletically. He right. It doesn't matter that he's an athletically gifted guy. You got to play within more the system.
He's reacting.
Right. And that's because you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. If you know what you're supposed to be doing, this stuff is automatic. You start moving. Right? And when you had a guy like Cam, who's getting more snaps, he had a problem with trying to play a little hero ball himself. He since adjusted and playing better football because of it. So do we have more talent than Duke? I don't know. How? On paper. But if they whooping you up front, who more talented? That's my coach. That's my coach not blocking.
Right. No, I agree.
This coach has a pedigree of offensive linemen. I actually had that list one time. I don't have it on me off top, but I wanted to see. Because I kept hearing that, and I was like, well, who are they talking about? We know Penei Sewell. But he has a lineage of offensive linemen that he can point to that he put into the league. So, I just can't go to the coaching. Coach can't make you block a guy. He tell you what to do. He can give you the techniques. But see, once the bullets start flying, that's all on you now.
Right.
We can go back to the film and I can go back to the film and say, now, why did you take that leverage?
A coach can't
teach you. We practice this. You can't. Yeah, he can't teach you once the bullets, you're right. Once the bullets start flying. Yeah. Are you still brave in the moment? Do you remain disciplined in the moment? How many times I told you, you know, how to plant this foot, how to set your hands? Why'd you do it that way? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, a coach is going to give you the techniques. And this is my thing, too. I've always said this, and I'm going to get off the soapbox. How many different techniques are there out there to coach? How many? Six?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what is this coach coaching over here that's so different than this coach over here? What's so different? You think it's a coach out there teaching his wide receivers not to catch the football?
Fumbling.
That's what I'm saying. But there's no coach coaching fumbling. Every coach is coaching discipline, ball discipline. Every coach out there is slapping at the ball when they're running through the drills. Every coach is doing that. So who you want? Go get them. Who's the no-fumble coach?
No, I feel you.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't hear that shit. Who is the no-fumble coach? We pull them. We pull Jalen. But then you, for one, you short on depth. And you trying not to strip all the young man's discipline. So you give him another chance.
We have to play Jalen. I mean,
yeah, we don't have the depth right now.
Right, you have to play him.
And then what does he do? He goes out and fumbles again.
Fumbles again.
And you think they ain't in practice ripping at that ball every time Jalen going?
And the thing with Jalen too, it's not even like they stripping every time. He just puts it on the ground.
Yeah, he just drives like
right.
Your hand broke.
Right,
which could be a thing. I'm like, maybe it is. Maybe his hand is broke.
Yeah,
and he's out there playing one-handed, trying to hold the ball. I don't know. But I'm not – that's what I'm saying. I'm not a huge blame the coaches kind of guy, man. There's some scheme adjustments you can make. Sure. You know, we had Al Golden. So, of course, I know coaches can just, like, be wrong for the culture, right? Like, Al wanted everybody too big. We got too slow. It wasn't Miami-style football.
We see the coaches changing, though. We've seen Gattis change the way he played.
Right, exactly.
We've seen still, like you said, in the middle
adjust.
Of the
state. These coaches now, yeah, we see them adjusting. Now, so what more do you want?
Yeah.
Let's get the players, man. I promise y'all. Calm down. Let's wait.
Right.
I
believe in Mario, man.
We ain't got no choice. I'm telling you right now. If it ain't Mario, it ain't nobody. It just ain't going to work.
No, I feel you.
You can hang the cleats up.
I thought about you yesterday. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, if Mario doesn't fix this, there's not going to be – you can ask Urban, Saban. It's not going to work. It's
not going to get fixed. He's going to be tenacious in everything he does. He is a tenacious recruiter.
Nobody's more mad than Mario.
He's hard.
Mad at him.
He's hard to work for.
Right.
Boo-hoo. We knew that. So when you're ready to go, go.
Right.
Nick Saban, hard to work for, bro.
And if you're not hard to work for in sports, then it's probably not going to work.
Urban Meyer, hard to work for, bro. Urban's an asshole, but he's a winner.
Right.
He's a winner.
Dabo's an asshole. He's a winner.
He demands everything from you. He's going to give you every resource you need, but he demands excellence. That's who Dabo is. I want that coach, so I don't want to hear about, oh, he hard. Give a fuck. He micromanaged. Well, He can do that. You don't like it, you hit the door. That's what I did. I ain't like my job no more. That's why I'm in Florida now. I ain't like it no more. I hit the door. They wasn't going to change for me. You have to change your circumstances.
Right.
So if you don't like Mario as a player or and or coach, hit the door. It's cool. He going to get the people that do. And we're going to get this thing. We're going to get this ship righted. It's going to get back where at least we're competitive, competent football week in and week out. Oh, he got blowed out 2 times by Utah. Whoop-de-doo. I have people bringing up FIU. FIU.
Right.
He made FIU anything it ever was with no equipment. Yeah. Man, he didn't even have a proper weight room at all.
Get and out of him here. At Utah, I mean, everybody knew he had, he was pretty much waiting just to sign the fucking Miami papers, man. I ain't looking at that game.
Yeah, he got their head cracked. Sure. Not great. But at the end of the day, it's a hell of a lot better than what we had. Nobody had, well, a few people did. A few people had their gripes. But yeah, Manny Diaz is not it, bro. And I'm not like, please stop. Don't do
that. I hate hearing that.
Don't do that. Man. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. I wouldn't mind him getting another year with the resources, but ain't no way in hell you was gonna tell me we either get Manny one more year with the resources or Mario now. Bye. Bye, Manny. God bless you, man. Here's your money. Have a good day. I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to cry? Oh, the way they fired Manny was fucked up. No, it wasn't. You got paid. The brother was paid.
It's a business. It's a business.
It's a business. Results-oriented business. Now, all of a sudden, Manny's some kind of hero. Like, we supposed to forget about FIU. Like, we supposed to forget about Louisiana Tech. Come on, man. Get out of here. Like, we supposed to forget about 700 yards and you a defensive rusher. Come on, man. Get out of here, man.
Nah.
Cut the shit. That ain't, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And like you say, ain't nobody more pissed off than Mario. He let it be known. I'm riding with Coach. I believe in Coach. I'm not just doing it because he's...
He going to get us right, man. I really believe he going to get us right. I'm really... It's crazy, too. After the game, I was so fucking mad, but a part of me is I'm not worried because I just know, like, he's going to right the ship.
Yeah, so like, you might as well, chill for the rest of the year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no sense of getting... Who cares now? I already know what it is.
Yeah, Mario right now is just looking like, who can I keep on this roster for next year? That's what he's doing. It's not like he's not trying to win as many. He's going to try to win the games, but who can I keep on this roster? Who wants this as bad as I do? That's what he's looking at right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that is what it is, man. We thank y'all for kicking it with us. Damn, I didn't believe we went an hour, just us two.
Right, man.
Yeah, a little shit to get off our chest, man. Some conversation to have. Great convo, bro. I think we that was a good therapy session real quick.
Yeah, it was. I needed that. I did.
I definitely did. You know, I had no cap earlier today. You know, they was on my head this morning.
I know
boy.
It was.
They was throwing.
The only team who played in Florida, too.
Man, listen. We got so much money off Super Chats today just so people could get their shots off. Most of it for me. Bro, we got $200 donations, cuz. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
No, that is.
That's sick. But they wasn't even shooting at me. That's the funny part. The jokers are shooting at each other like, who want to be the big dog? I'm like, hey, keep it going. I'll take some of that.
Yeah, we all trash. Who the best trash team right now?
Yeah, who the best trash? We ain't bad as y'all. That's been the battle cry all the big three teams. Is we ain't bad as y'all. What a time, right?
Yeah, that's
crazy. The new measuring stick.
Right?
We ain't as bad as y'all. My Lord, how the mighty have fallen. This is where we at with it now, y'all.
Where we at.
Anyways, man, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. Measy, great show, my man.
Yeah, we sorry for the delay, y'all, man, but we back at it, man.
We'll be back. We got us a new time slot that should work. Even if it's just me and Measy, if we got to do it that way, we'll just rock out that way. X has something pop up on him. So he wasn't able to stick to this time again. But we got a new time to record. So we're going to ride with that. Hell, if I got to go solo, I'll make sure we get y'all something out. So
yes, sir.
I do apologize for that. But we back. We're going to finish the season out strong, even if the team don't. All right. It's 26, man. We up out of here.
Peace.
We're gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.